This is midnight hour. Hold on, people, this is midnight hour.
Say what?
This is midnight hour. Hold on, people, this is midnight hour. This is midnight hour. Hold on, people, this is midnight hour.
Say what?
This is midnight hour. Hold on, people, this is midnight hour. This is midnight hour. Hold on, people, this is midnight hour.
Say what?
This is midnight hour. Hold on, people, this is midnight hour.
Yo, what up, what up, what up? You already know, man. It's your boy Hives. Back in effect, man. We back like we never motherfucking left. Damn, we did leave though. We left y'all for
about their own money and their own situation. Cause they gonna believe what they wanna believe. Talking about, yeah, I'm good, I'm great. They take that one trip to fuck it up. And when that one trip fuck it up, you ain't gonna get it back. You're not. You ain't gonna get that back.
I did find out that he went out of town one time and I didn't go with him. And I found out he came back and he didn't have the money for his water bill.
See, that was that $100 right there. That was that $100. Talking about, yeah, baby, I'm going to send you the Six Flags. Come on, let's go Six Flags. I need $100. He done hit three people up for $100. Because guess what? He still got to go to the club. He still got to get that expensive food. Everybody done gave him $100. You know how many people talk to that man now? Zero. They know. You owe me $100. I don't care if it's 10 years from now. That's $100. You better get on that corner. Do some strange for piece of change to get my $100. I mean, shit, in the pimp and a hoe community, I mean, when you pimping and not simping, look.
You know what's the crazy thing about it? He never talked about sex or intimacy or anything like that.
He wasn't worried about that. He was like, look, man, if I could charm the pants off of her, she ain't asking about sex. I ain't asking about sex. He was trying to be a pimp. When you ain't asking about sex and you really not worried about it, and you can make somebody give up some money to go do something and be like, yeah, they kept the ticket. They wasn't trying to refund me the ticket money and all this, that, and the third. When all that go on, you can be like, damn, such and such. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm out because I have VIP tickets for myself. I try to get my money back because I got a bill now that's due. Everything ain't adding up. I'm going to get my money back. I don't give a fuck if I got to walk to the pearly gates my goddamn self. Somebody going to give me something. Show me
what
the kind.
I did ask for the money back. I did try to ask for it back. And he said he can't give it to me because his car broke down.
Oh, no. Send me the confirmation number that you got, good brother. Send me the confirmation so I can contact these people my goddamn self to get my $100 back. It's my name on the ticket. If my name is not on the ticket and it's not attached to any email, my good brother, you owe me $100 because trust me.
I don't believe he ever got the ticket.
I know he didn't get the tickets, but I'm just telling him right now. He gonna, look, I'm about to make small change, long change, short change, big change, and guess what? My foot, your ass, that's change, and guess what? You about to be short. Okay. Just saying. I need my shit. I need my money. That's how it works.
I was like, yeah, I got scammed. See? Oh well.
See, I ain't taking no $100 L. I ain't taking no $100 lessons. That's what baby mamas are for. She say, look, my child needs some school clothes. You buy the child school clothes. You give it to her. Next thing you know, yeah, he need new Jordans. He ain't got no new Jordans. Why? I just bought him school clothes. He ain't got no new Jordans. He don't have Jordan money. Around this time, I would have been hit my Cat Williams on you, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it.
How can you get the money back if the person said they can't afford to give it back to you?
Oh, never mind. Now I got to do the impression now. Now, if a nigga tell you he can't give you direct money back, now, this is what you should do. I'm not even going to do it because it's too early in the morning to do that. I'll be loud. But if a nigga tell you he can't give you your money back because he is short of funds, I don't give a fuck. You better do Uber, Lyft, GoPuff, something, motherfucker. It's something. You better go sell booty. You better go try to pimp out a bitch. Something. You better go sell a dime, a nick, a quarter, or something to go get my motherfucking money.
Have sex with somebody he don't know.
Hmm?
I don't want him to go have sex with somebody he don't know.
For what? He was going to do it for free anyway. He might as well get some money out of it. He better go see Miss Ruth Ann and them. Shit, better go visit a home. $25 a, you know what I mean? Them old bitches, all they need is fucking 10 good pumps and keep it moving. That's it. Give her 10 good strokes. That's it. Miss Ruth Ann, give me my $20, goddammit. Thank you. $20, 10 pumps. Do it like the massage parlors. $20, 10 pumps, and keep it moving. Hit up 30 motherfuckers. You'll be straight. I just
feel like I learned my lesson. I'm never going to put cash in nobody's hand ever again.
Don't worry. Next time he hit you up, he going to be like, yo, you got cash at? What? Cash at?
He already did.
See? Mm-mm. That's wrong move. He said,
he asked me, can I cash up him because something was going on with his bank where he couldn't get the money out. And he was like, just cash up me and I'll send it right back when I can get the bank issue resolved.
No. Mm-mm. See, that's what evolves and fall. That's what evolves into a scammer. Okay. That man was a scammer already. You done gave him money. See, he done transformed. You know, they used to have them things back in the day called door solicitors. Which was, they ask you for money and tell you, yeah, you'll get your money right back as soon as, you know, that's like you buying Girl Scout cookies. You know, you expect something to come back to you. Ain't nothing come back to you.
Right, exactly.
You ain't get shit back. Then he moved up from doors, you know, door-to-door salesman, you know, to electronic scamming. Oh yeah, honey.
He called me and said he was in jail and he needed $400 to get out.
He called you from jail? That's what it was? He called you from jail?
He called me from jail.
Did it give the automatic voice tone of jail, like, you know, because when someone called from jail, they say you have a collect call from, and then it said his name.
No.
Then he wasn't in jail.
Well, he said he was.
I can say I'm on the moon, but I ain't there. Damn it! I'm just saying. I can say I'm on the moon. I ain't there. So he wasn't in jail. Because I don't know no jail that don't got a collect call service that pops the fuck up. Even if you're at the police station, you say, yeah, can I get my one phone call?
Yeah, they let you use your cell phone sometimes.
How long did y'all talk on the phone for?
Well, I know he kept calling back to back. Like, he got several calls.
Yeah, that nigga ain't in jail. They ain't giving that nigga no several calls. They ain't giving him several. You nigga, you get two phone calls. One to the person that might help you out. Then two to the motherfucker that actually is. That's it. If not, nigga, I see you in county when you get there. That's it. That's all you got. And the fact that he tried to tell you he in jail, that means he's a motherfucking dummy. He landed in jail. I'm 30 years old. I haven't been in jail once. This motherfucker been in jail. How many?
Just that one. He's kind of immature. He older than you.
And he older than me and he immature. The fuck? He part of B2K? I don't know what the fuck going on. Immature.
I mean, it wasn't abnormal for him not. Like, I wasn't shocked at he's in jail,
because
I know he makes childish decisions, so I know that
that probably
was like, yeah, that could really happen to him.
So. No, he got fucked up fucking with the wrong chick, and the right nigga walked up, and they put them paws on him. They said, give me some money or I ain't letting you go. You know, he ended up with the shit talking about, I like you and I want you. He said, no, nah, I pay that money, fam. Look, I need to send me $400. I need $400 right now. He had desperation. He's like, no, she gonna give it to me. Let me call her back one more time. Hello.
Well, I mean, I don't think that. No, I'm glad that he left me alone because, like, I think he knew that it wasn't going nowhere. Like, it wasn't gonna go anywhere.
Yeah. It don't go nowhere. When you can't get something that you're trying to get out of person, that a person, like I said. Like when I said, a woman can make a man do anything. A man can't make a woman do nothing. I am out that situation because I got the gift of gab. That don't work out like that. But a woman can make a man do anything. A man can't make a woman do nothing.
Wow.
Because if
I never knew that motto.
I told you, my mom was a pimp. Said a man can't make a woman do nothing, but a woman can make a man do everything. But she also told me, a pimp keep it slick, so stay wet, motherfucker. You know what I mean? That's how my mama told me. Yeah. My mama told me.
You know what? I can agree to that and disagree, because if a woman can make a man do anything, then why they not getting it? Why no? It seems like the woman ain't getting nothing.
No. Mm-mm. The woman don't get nothing. You know why? You can see a man with 10 different chicks and be like, oh, he a hoe. He ain't, you know, or they call him a pimp, and he be like, yeah, I got this chick, that chick. Nigga, what you give up? I ain't give up shit. No, nigga, you gave up a lot.
Good morning, J-Rock.
You know. They say, you gave up a lot. They know the man done gave up a lot. Now you see a woman with 10 different dudes. They say, oh, she a hoe. Oh, she a harlot. Guess what? Hoes and harlots get money, motherfucker. So therefore, some niggas paid some shit, did some shit, got a little strange for a little piece of change. It's a whole fucking thing. A man giving up money. A woman ain't giving up no money. A woman ain't
giving. Do men still care about that, though? Like, I thought men didn't care if a woman was a hoe no more.
I give a fuck about if a girl's a hoe. Shit. I might have been a hoe once upon a time. You know, once.
I thought men start saying that they don't care how high your body count is.
Shit, I give a fuck how high body count is, because I need to know if Robbie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike was burning. You know what I mean? I ain't doing that. I need to know. I need to know if you was with the Jackson 5 or the Temptations. I need to know this. You know what I mean?
Well, I said the same thing, but you know, people get mad about that's unpopular opinion. They say you're not supposed to be worried about nobody body count.
I'm worried about the body count. Cause this nigga done left some fluid in you, and then you try to come fuck with me. I can't have that.
And then women be ooh, they be doing nasty shit. So I just
look, I made a song about this shit. I done made a stand-up comedy joke about this shit. And then I even talked about it on a radio show regularly about this. When a girl go fucking and sucking, and she go back to her main nigga, if she kiss the nigga, you a lame nigga. I'm not gonna say it twice.
Well, now I'm afraid it's more than sucking.
And fucking, no, the fucking part comes with eating booty too, cause bitches out here eating booty. I ain't dealing with that shit. Look, if I was still a nigga who smoked weed, bitch, we ain't sharing a blunt, a Dutch, a cigarette, a spoon, a fork, or nothing. When you come to my house, bring your own shit. I'm just saying, though, you better come with some Tupperware.
Oh my god.
Plastic.
That's what I feel like. I've been celibate for so long, and I prefer to stay that way because, like, it's so scary out here. Like, it's very scary.
I mean, you just got to find somebody that basically judge their self. You know, like me, I broke myself down to the finest points. So basically, I judge myself. So when I mean I judge myself, I know with how fucked up I am, how not fucked up I am. I know what really ticks me off, what don't ticks me off. I broke myself down to where I know myself inside and out. When I start acting weird, I can really pinpoint what the fuck is going on. And if I can't, I just feel weird for the rest of the day. You know, I like it ain't nothing else I could tell people, but I got PTSD. I've been suffered from depression, panic attacks, anxiety attacks. I suffered through all that shit way before I even had PTSD. PTSD just amped that shit up to a million. But I do got a gun license, so understand. But since all that shit amped it up, I learned how to judge myself and when those things are happening. Most men don't do that. They don't judge themselves to when certain shit is happening, and they need to break it down. Because she cries at everything. A woman that cries at everything, oh, she's a crier. A woman that says, oh, yeah, I like to fucking argue. That's what I do. I argue. I argue my nigga down. I get in his face. I mush him in the face.
I'm a toxic person. I like being toxic.
See? Mm-hmm. That's why you single now. Talking about, I'm toxic. Alright. If all your toxicness with motherfuckers don't lead to fucking, that's bad. When you argue with your man and all that good shit, it's supposed to lead to that good sex. You know, that ooh, fuck all that sweat that he dripping on my face. Whatever, I'ma still kiss him and lick him and do whatever. That's cool. But that toxic shit, I'ma burn his tires. I'ma write on his car. I'ma cut up all his shoes. You crazy. What did y'all argue about? And every girl said, I don't know. I don't remember. But the nigga know.
But sometimes the men like that toxic shit. Because guess what? I put up two pictures of the craziest women characters. Bernadette from Waiting to Exhale. And Brandy from Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Do you know I got more inbox messages?
They said that's who you like?
No, I just put it up to be funny. Oh. And more inboxes came in when I put up some pictures.
Oh, and they was like, yeah, give me that crazy shit. They don't really want that shit. Let them catch a knife coming at them at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh my God, this bitch is crazy. She trying to kill me. Help me, please. Help me. Like, no, nobody don't really want that. Nobody really don't want that. You know what I mean? Unless you got unless you got asphyxiations. You know what I mean? Unless you into that sexual asphyxiation shit where a girl grab you by your throat, smack you around, and vice versa, and that shit going on. That's different. That's sexual. You know what I mean? Some people need that to actually bust a nut. I understand that. I get that. But when that shit is just constant, like arguing, and you say fuck you and throw his PlayStation or Xbox or computer, whatever that nigga play on and spend half of his day on, you're fucking crazy. You're crazy. I ain't trying to hear that shit. When you stop a nigga from going out and making money, you're crazy. When you stop a brother from doing all that, you're crazy. And vice versa, when men stop a girl from doing her thing, making her money, doing what she do, you know, everything that's legitimate, you're fucking crazy. You know, I believe in don't chase people. If you crazy enough, you can stay right where the fuck you at. That crazy shit gonna stay over there. I'ma stay over here.
But how can you know if they crazy or not?
How? Well, there's 5 different types of crazy. You know, there's crazy in love. You know, there's happy crazy. There's sad crazy. There's crazy crazy. And then there is, oh, this bitch is toxic crazy. You know, happy crazy. you know, everything become happy and shit, but soon as somebody take it too far, they get mad. You know, there's sad crazy where everything that just, you know, is sad, but the person keep on laughing and shit, so it just, you gonna go crazy. You know, toxic crazy, you already know what that is. That's that, fuck that, no matter what it is, even if you say one thing stupid that don't sound right, nigga, we arguing. If I say, what you want, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, fam, and you say, no, I want a PB&J, bitch, ain't that what I just asked you, and then y'all argue for an hour off that shit, she fucking crazy. But if you just arguing over just mad crazy.
That's one of the things that I've been like in my last relationship is that the man could argue about anything, and I hate that. I don't want to argue. I just like he. I mean, he would argue about anything. I think he had like narcissistic behavior.
See, and that's mm-mm. That got to go. That's crazy, crazy. You know, narcissists and craziness don't go together. You know, that's like. You know, like, being bipolar.
What are we arguing about? It would be like stupid stuff. Like that's, what are we arguing about?
That comes down to bipolar. You know, that's most people. That's bipolar. You know, when they're a narcissist, and then you know, they like to argue. You crazy. You're crazy. You know, I could be outside of Wendy's in the drive-thru. You're gonna sneak up and flatten all my tires. You're crazy. You're a narcissist. You're crazy. You know, that, like I say, you got to know the game. You got to know your crazies. You know, that's like in Philadelphia. We got things called crackheads. You know, pipers, smokers, whatever the fuck you want to call them. You know, junkies. They be fucking with booger sugar. However you want to go, cokeheads, crackheads, whatever. You got to learn how to judge them when they're walking the fuck up. You know, you got to judge everybody that's walking past you.
He wasn't a drug head, but he was an alcoholic.
See? Was he a let's have fun alcoholic, like a happy drunk, or was he like a sad, mean drunk?
I mean, he could get drunk by himself. Like, he just, it don't have to be an event going on or a party. He can just buy bottles of alcohol.
Oh, no, that's just being an alcoholic. But I'm saying, like, when you was, like, if you was around him, was he, like, happy or was he, like, always in a mood?
No, I wouldn't say it's happy because when he would get drunk and he wouldn't do, like, good things. He would do bad things.
Oh, yeah, so he a mean drunk. He a mean drunk. He want everybody to feel miserable as himself. Okay, understandable. I mean, I might not took no psychology classes, but I've been to a lot of therapist offices, so, you know.
Yeah, like, you can get drunk and just say stupid stuff, say crazy stuff, you know.
Did you dare do that shit? I'll fuck you up, cat. My bad. We got a cat in the office. I like doing dumb shit. Anyway. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Did you hear me?
No, what'd you say?
Well, I forgot now.
That's how good conversations go. It's like, when somebody cut you off, he's like, damn, what the fuck was I talking about? I don't know. They just... But, yes. Oh, man. It was down to where he got drunk, right? That's what a mean... He was a mean drunk, basically.
Yeah, I would say he was a mean drunk. I really never seen a happy drunk before.
Oh, a happy drunk is somebody, you know, say, you know how when back in the day where there was like them poles and people used to try to jump over the pole and play leapfrog?
Yeah.
And they just want to have fun. They want to grab water guns and squirt you and let's say it was a water plug and everybody outside being drunk.
My uncle, when he used to get drunk, he'd be like trying to sing a song from the 70s and shit, and he ain't even got no voice.
See, that's a happy drunk. That's a happy drunk. He just want to make everything a party, let everybody have fun, and, you know, create this whole thing. And
this man will break out in a song in a minute. I'd be like, boy, you do not sound good.
But that's a happy drunk. He's a happy drunk. You're supposed to encourage that. That's trying to bring positivity into people's lives. Like, being a happy drunk is the best thing ever. Like me, I'm a happy drunk. But then all the shit that's wrong with me start bubbling the fuck up to the top. Then I become a quiet drunk. That's the difference. That's rare to see. A quiet drunk. That's a nigga who stare off into space and don't want to be near nobody.
Oh no, I don't see that.
See, I'm a happy drunk, but I'm also a quiet drunk. So, you know, when people are talking to me, yeah, I'll talk, I'll do voice impressions. You know, we can sing, we can dance, we can do rap songs, we can do all that good stuff.
I don't like the drunks that don't remember shit after they the next day.
Yeah, that's blackout drunk. Blackout drunk is different. Blackout drunk is like having kissing cousins, nigga. You don't want to remember that shit. You want to forget about it like you forget the stepchild on the goddamn steps. You know, like when you leave your keys in your work office and you forget. Everything.
Well, I wonder, is it possible for me to find a guy that don't drink or smoke?
Well, that is possible, but you gotta understand, then he gonna be a muscle head.
What?
I'm saying, a guy that don't drink or smoke, he a muscle head, or he a gambler.
No, I don't want him to be a gambler either.
See, now you need to go to church, to one of the white churches. Now you need to go to a white church, get you a white man, because they might have a little freaky kink to them. You know, they might want to do something a little strange now. But even though they doing something a little strange, I'm telling you, matter of fact, go to an AA meeting. That's it. Try to pick up a man at an AA meeting. Don't go to Sex Anonymous. You go to Sex Anonymous, them niggas freaky. Chicks too. But go to AA. Find a man that's in AA.
I don't know if I told my sister about this one guy. I met him on Facebook. And I told her that he told me that he used to snort cocaine, and he said he'd been clean for a year, and she was like, no, don't talk to him because he ain't been clean that long.
Yeah, he ain't clean that long. One whole year. 365 days. Boy, that ain't nothing, man. No. That is short time.
He had a good hand on his shoulder and everything. Like, he had his, you know, he had his stuff together and everything.
That's what it seemed like. You know, that's what it seemed like, you know. Mm-hmm. He ain't doing coke no more, but he drinking. If he ain't drinking, he smoking. And if he ain't smoking, he gambling.
Oh, my God.
See, males and females gambling is different. Now, females, y'all gamble when y'all shop. That's y'all gambling. Now, a female that shop all the time, she ain't gambling. A female that gamble all the time, she ain't really shopping. Spend majority of time in there gambling. I told you, I spend a lot of time in the therapist's office. I can break this down to you now. So, if you a shopper type, you ain't going gamble. You know, probably at a family function or something, but not really like that. But if you a a gambler, you ain't trying to buy nobody no gift.
What's your addiction?
Huh? Oh, I gamble. I'm shocked.
So you got a gambling addiction?
No. I have a gambling hobby. But just like with weed, I know how to fucking stop. Like I said, I broke myself down. I got to know when to stop. When do you say enough is enough and fucking stop? Stop. My bad. I was telling the animal to fucking stop. She kept on fucking hitting me. But
where the heck is your wife and kids at?
Upstairs in their room sleep. My wife don't get up. She ain't gotta be to work till 8:30. And she work from home, so therefore that's even better.
Yeah, that is better.
Yeah. So I ain't gotta do shit. And I ain't gotta go to work today anyway. Cause it's a Monday.
Yeah, it's a Labor Day, ain't it?
Yep. So I ain't got to go to work. I still get holiday pay for the day. And when I return tomorrow, it's going to be on my paycheck. So, I ain't got to do nothing. But, yeah, I'm a gambler. My wife is a shopper. She ain't, you know, she a shopaholic. You know, gambling is my hobby.
I just don't like the. I think gambling, if it's an addiction level, I can't handle that.
Well, if it's an addiction level, that's kind of fucked up. Like me, my mom, my cousin. Some of my brothers and my sisters. We used to go to the casino every other weekend. And then when I started making all this show money and everything, then we went to the casino every week. Eventually that stopped. Once I moved in with my wife and did the whole marriage thing and all that. Yeah, that stopped. That had to stop. Now I just gamble on my phone.
You know what? Actually, I do know a dude that don't smoke or drink, but he's very young and he doesn't really know what he wants to do with his life yet.
So he's still figuring himself out. You know, he's channeling his life abroad. So you know what that means. He going to channel his life through whatever goes on. Guys and people, females, males, you know, he, she, they, it, other, however the fuck they want to call themselves. You know, the people that don't know what they want to do is just still figuring out life. If you're 20-something, 25.
Well, he's only 22.
Oh, yeah, he's still figuring his life out. That nigga ain't ready to be no stepdaddy, no goddaddy. He ain't trying to. He
got a crush on me, though.
It's a crush. He figured, oh yeah, she got her life together a little bit. You know, she doing this, she doing that. She seemed like a bubbly person. You know, she ain't really asking for sex. She ain't really doing none of this. Oh yeah, men, we like that in the house, girl, cause she don't go outside. So since she don't go outside, she ain't gonna meet the other bitches I got outside. That's in the house. But even if he not like that, all men like that girl that's in the house. Eventually, you try to turn them into what they like to do, you know. Eventually, if y'all, and I'm not saying y'all are going to date, but if y'all did date, you know, I tell people, a cheap date is a cheap date. A expensive date is an expensive date. Y'all motherfuckers find what's in the middle. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think he's that. I think this is his generation, and I could be wrong, but I don't think his generation do the date thing.
They just get straight to fucking. Hey, look, if you want that nigga to go knock down them motherfucking walls talking about Trump don't live here, that's you. That's you. You know, if you want him to break you down like a pound of Legos, that's what you do. That's your business. I'm just telling you. You know. If you get me now.
He never mentioned dates, so I don't think they do dates.
Well, teach him some of the old school. You know, you got that 80s baby, and you better teach him some of that shit. Let him know. You know what I mean? You the new Miss Ruth Ann. You know what I mean? You know?
Oh, my God.
Tell him. Like, listen here, young man. You know, every girl hit the man with... Every little cougar hit a boy with the... Listen, young man. You know what I mean? I'm in the bed by 9:30. If you want some of this butter pecan.
Yeah, he be trying to get me out late at night. I be like,
uh-uh.
Uh-huh. I
got
to go get some sleep.
Uh-huh. 9:30, I'm in bed. You want some of this butter pecan, so will you? You ain't in this bed. You ain't getting shit. You got two times to keep me out late. And they in the same week. You ain't seen me no more, young man. Now sit your ass down and come get some of this food, young man. And come whip it on me. So, and then when 9:30 come around, we're going to watch Judge Mathis. You know what I mean?
I do think it'll be fun dating somebody. Because I tried to date somebody 10 years older than me. But I think it'll be more fun dating somebody 10 years younger than me.
Damn, so that man was like 45. God damn. He was creeping up on that pension. You should have stayed with that. That nigga got pension, 401k. That 22-year-old ain't got nothing. He ain't got nothing. He got a pocket full of weed and a pistol on a hip. That's all that nigga got. That nigga in his mama house. Don't do it. If he got a car, it ain't in his name. Don't do it.
Don't stop it.
Don't do it. All right, man. He might got the car in his name. Still don't do it. He drive for Uber. Don't do it.
Because, you know, I had such a bad experience with older... With one older guy that it like tarnished me for life.
Yeah. It scarred you for life. Why?
Because it might not even been because of his age, but it was just such a bad experience. Like, he was boring. He didn't want to do anything. Like, yes, I'm an introvert. But I do like going out. Like, you're not finna just not take me out nowhere. Like, you just not finna, like, it's just, he was so boring. Not spontaneous. Nothing exciting about him. Like, not only that, he was bossy, demanding, act like your daddy, you know?
Oh, so... Oh, he was, yeah, you know, he was born in them 70s.
So it was a bad experience, and I just don't want to even
see that.
Look in that direction no more. Like, I just want you to be under 35, like.
Oh, you trying to grab them while they young. I got you. You trying to tame them. I see you, Miss Ruth Ann. I see you, Ruth Ann.
I just feel like I don't want nobody that. He's gonna try to boss me around or control me. Like, he would ask me silly shit, like, you know, why are you putting eyeliner on, or, you know, why are you dressing like this, or, you know, it would be dumb shit, like.
Well, I don't know. I mean, some men want women they can control. Other men want women that are free thinkers. Most of the free thinkers, they don't know how to think for themselves, because those are most women that ask for other people's opinion and still don't go with their opinion. They go with their original opinion that they thought for the first time ever. Then the women.
Yeah, but I feel like just because I'm in a relationship with you don't mean that I gotta train my thought process to be like yours.
Right. Now, I see if y'all wasn't matching or coordinated, I understand.
Yeah, that's true, but, like, I don't want to tell you what to wear. I'm not going to tell you what to wear. I'm not going to... I don't want...
Well, when
I don't know that level of control.
See, when it comes down to that,
unless you're wearing the same shorts every day, because I did have a dude that wore the same biker shorts every day, and I got tired of this shit.
The same boxer shorts. That's how I know you old. You call them John boxer shorts, not drawers.
Not boxer shorts. Whatever they are, biker shorts, the gym shorts.
Oh, ball shorts. Okay.
Yeah, the basketball shorts.
Okay. I'm about to say, this man was wearing the same drawers for a week. God damn. That nigga.
I don't know if he was wearing the same drawers every day, but I know he was wearing the same basketball shorts every day.
That nigga is dirty. That motherfucker got fucking 3 months worth of lint in his pocket. Just for wearing it for a week.
When we finna go somewhere, I'm like, cool. And then he wore the same basketball shorts.
Did the nigga have clothes? Was he homeless? This sound like a homeless man you dealt with. You sure he wasn't homeless?
No, he was not homeless.
You sure?
I'm sure.
All right. Well, if he lived with you, he wasn't homeless, but when you got him, he was homeless.
No. He lived on his own, but he just liked them shorts. He liked them basketball shorts.
How many times was he over your house a week?
Probably every other day, but not really.
That nigga homeless?
No, he wasn't in my house. I ain't even gonna lie like that. He didn't sit around in the house. He was an outgoing guy. So.
Homeless.
But he just liked wearing them shorts. I don't know why he always wore them shorts.
Homeless. I'm still sticking to homeless.
I saw his house.
You can see the house that you went. Have you been in the house?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Now I will say, he had his sister and her 5 kids living with him.
That was his sister. He was homeless. I told you, homeless. He was homeless. That was a rental room. That was your uncle going to watch you for a while.
He just didn't like having the same shorts on. He just really liked them shorts.
He was homeless. The kids didn't grow into their clothes yet, so he couldn't borrow them. He was homeless. He was homeless.
And then, you know what I didn't like about him either? He used to always wear a wave cap, but he did not have waves.
Homeless. Told you. Homeless. See, look. It's starting to add up. That man was homeless.
The only thing I did, like, be comfortable, natural, you know.
He was turning you homeless, too. He was turning to a homeless chick. Y'all both would have been out here looking like two bums ready to fight over a hot dog. I understand. He's making you feel homeless. They say when couples get together, they both are acting like each other, talking like each other, doing all different types of things with each other. Him, he was homeless. He was doing a rental room. He was doing a rental space.
If you like somebody and you see that they don't have a lot of clothes, my sister was like, why don't you just get him some pants or something? You know, or get him an outfit. But I was like, is he going to take offense to that? You know what I'm saying?
And next thing you know, he's going to be like, what do you think? I ain't got no money? You think I ain't got nothing? Look at my house. Look at my shit.
I mean, what do you do in that situation?
But still, he would still hit you with the, you think I ain't got nothing? Huh? I was made from nothing. I'm on the streets. See, he would have gave himself away. He would have told you he was homeless. But now,
well,
you know, hold up. Did he have a job?
Yes.
What was his job? What was the occupation, if you can remember that?
It was a warehouse.
What type of warehouse?
Like Amazon, probably.
Amazon. Mm-hmm. Amazon trash can. I knew what the fuck it was. All that shit. Damn it, she was taking it.
Well, it was Amazon. It was Amazon warehouse.
He had an Amazon t-shirt?
I never saw him in an Amazon t-shirt.
Exactly. The motherfucker was homeless. Told you. I knew it. He had no job. He was Tommy. He ain't got no goddamn job.
Oh, my God. No, he did work at Amazon, but I don't think they had to wear uniforms because... He won a delivery guy, though.
all delivery guys from Amazon supposed to wear a uniform. See, that man's shit didn't add up. You over there fucking with the homeless. Took him in for a minute. He was staying with his sister, but he stayed in the basement. Everything not added up. Next thing you know, you're going to tell me he had a 401k. That was a dog named 401k. I ain't trying to hear that shit. Going to tell me this man wasn't homeless. His sisters and them lived with him. No, he lived with his sisters and them. He worked at Amazon. Did he wear a uniform? No, he did not. That man ain't got no job.
He did have a job.
No, he didn't. He said he worked for Amazon. He was a delivery driver. Okay, matter of fact, I'm going to ask this. Did the man drive?
Yes.
Did he use his own car for delivery?
No.
He used their trucks.
Yeah.
He should have been wearing a uniform, because the ones that drive in their own car, they don't got to wear a uniform. The ones that use their car to drive must wear a uniform.
Well, he must have been hired or something in a uniform.
Tell me he wore that them same pair of shorts as his uniform too. Okay, I got you. Understandable. He wore the same pair of shorts as his uniform.
Okay.
Yes, he did. See, look. Let's see. Shit ain't adding up. Did he ever talk to you about his job? Like, my manager, my supervisor get on my nerves or whatever?
Not really.
What's
he wasn't a vocal person. That was another thing I didn't like about him. I had to like pull conversation out of him. He was very quiet. Like if we was going somewhere and it took like 25 minutes to get there, he would be quiet the whole time.
Yeah, that's that. How I'm gonna figure out how to pay this? That's what that was. How I'm gonna pay this? I think I gotta lose somebody's wallet. You know, he tell you he going to the bathroom. He be going 10 minutes. He outside panhandling every time. He be like, look, I drunk
like
a little.
Like, sometimes we would go out for, like, a simple. Like, I knew that he was a man that would not take leadership. Like, he would not be a headship because he always wanted me to walk in front of him and to speak to the hostess before he do. And, like, even when we sit at breakfast, he's very quiet.
Oh, I got a special needs child. I can say this. That man was special. He was on the spectrum. He was
I figured he was. But see, this is the thing. I know his sister, and me and his sister went to school together, but I don't know what classes he was in.
That's why. If you didn't see him in school, he was in them special classes now. Yeah, you know I mean.
Okay, well, I didn't know that because, see, sometimes they don't put you in them classes until you get older.
I'm just saying the boy was Patrick off of SpongeBob. You know, not too bright.
Okay, well I know that now because I mean I figured that, but I just never see. I couldn't pull any information out of him. Like I couldn't ask him like what, how about your schooling or nothing. Like, I couldn't ask him those things. I don't know if he knew how to read.
See, this is what you were supposed to do. I'm over here getting tongue tied. This is what you were supposed to do. You were supposed to go turn on his favorite cartoons and then ask him a couple questions. I bet you he answered.
He loves cartoons. He likes comic books and everything.
Mm-hmm. And this was back in the '80s, right?
Yeah. I mean he my age. Batman, he like Marvel.
Did he also whoosh around in the house with his underwear on and the cape?
I don't know anything about that. I don't know because I wasn't in his personal household. Like,
look at the way his family and his sister treat him. That's how you understand what type of man you're dealing with.
His sisters, they treat him like they would like always tease him about me and saying like, oh, is that your girlfriend? Is that the girlfriend?
That's it.
Stuff like that.
Nah. See, you're supposed to dive into that information. Your spider sense should have went up, you know. You know, you supposed to have.
Well, I figured he was slow, but I didn't know what type of slow.
See, look, I like people like you. You date people without giving a fuck about their challenges, and I like that. But understand, if the nigga sometimes can't form three sentences, that ain't adding up. If he lean over to you when y'all at a restaurant and tap you on the shoulder and say, "Hey, tell her I want the French fries," that's a problem. You know. Ask him, do they got honey mustard?
Well, he know how to formulate sentences. He just wasn't a conversationalist. Like if you called him on the phone, he would be very quiet.
Oh no. Uh-uh. But I bet you if he texts him, he texting you all day, huh?
Not necessarily. He sends me generic messages that are formulated by Messenger.
See, that tell you the boy is special. Because I tell you, it's generic messages. Hey, how you doing? Hey, Siri, tell her, cook me chicken nuggets. Send. That's what that nigga did. He used.
People don't know how to read though, regardless if they was in special class or not, because the public school just didn't teach people how to read.
See, I tell people I was in the 90s, you know, 90s. If you didn't know how to read in the 90s, it wasn't because of you. It was because of the school or the teachers or the fact that you was hard-headed or you could have been on the spectrum. But eventually, all 90s babies, except for y'all niggas that was born to, you know, 95, 94. Y'all special in your own way. But from 90 to 94, your specialty was a different shit. You know, we can read now. We can look at shit. We can solve problems. Whatever the fuck that's going on, I can say my piece. I was mentally fucking challenged. I don't give a fuck. You know, words end up backwards in my case. But okay. I can fucking read. I own more than fucking one business. So I believe I can fucking read. I gotta be able to read something.
Okay, so who taught you how to read?
Not nobody in my goddamn family.
Because nowadays, these kids don't be learning. I don't know what they be doing in school. I don't think they be learning how to read and write.
They don't. I already told you, they don't teach these kids the sense sign no more. I swear to God, walk up to a 15-year-old child and say, "What's this sign?" Bet you they don't know. They don't know it.
And they don't have to write out papers anymore. They type everything up, and they have audio books. So, do you really have to know how to read? I mean...
Yes. One day the Chinese is going to turn Siri the fuck off. One day they're going to turn her ass off. She's going to go mute. They're going to forget how to spell the word sleep. They're going to forget how to spell the word stop. Next thing you know, this kid is going to forget how to spell their name. They used to Siri spelling it for them. They're going to forget it all.
All you got to do is say Siri. Type in is, and now I learned that you can, my son showed me that you can, to type a paper, you can use your voice too. You don't even have to type.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
That's what I was saying. Like, you would text him.
I mean, if I would have had that in college, boy, I would have been, woo.
Shit, I had that in college, and I was thankful.
I mean, I had Microsoft Office Word, but I never knew you could text a voice on it. I would have been writing whole books and shit. I would have wrote novels.
Mm-hmm. Shit, one paper, they had us write about this one book. It was some book I think was called Kingdoms of United Love or something. It was like a love book, right? So we had to draw a picture of what it would look like, because this was art school. So we had to draw a picture of what it would look like, and we had to draw like four or five pictures. Then we had to give our own, you know, how it would be and what we would change in the story. I was using my phone whole time and then send everything to my printer and print it on out and gave it to the teacher. By the time I got home, that shit was done. A 30-minute ride to my house. I did 30 minutes of talking.
So you just had a conversation.
Yeah. Wow. I went in the book. And I started, using some words that was in the book that I didn't understand because, one, I was special. I ain't gonna lie. I was special. I know a special motherfucker when I see a special motherfucker. But I was special. So, sometimes I took some shit.
I think that word can be used, too easily, too. Because, they throw black kids especially like it's nothing.
Yeah, because they just trying to pass them through a new grade and all that shit.
Especially if you're in a white school district, you're a black kid, you're going to special ed. It was some of the smartest kids I knew that were thrown into special ed. And I was like, why are you here? Why are you in there?
You sure you wasn't in special class? Because you like, why are you there? Like, you had to be there to see them there.
Well, I mean, I felt like, when did special education come into play? When was this invented? Because I felt like I was always jealous of those kids because I felt like they were getting an easy way out and they shouldn't because they were intelligent.
Special education was thrown into the world around the 70s.
And it shouldn't be, because it would be kids in there that was like, oh, I don't want to do my homework today. So this nigga get to go to special ed because he didn't want to do no damn homework?
Yeah, because then the other kids going to make fun of him and call him a motherfucking dummy.
I mean, nigga smart as hell. He just lazy. Flunk his ass. Don't send him to special ed.
Yeah, send his ass to special ed. Let him be next to Charlie who drool and bite fingers and other people. He be all right. He don't want to get out of there.
I quickly caught on, especially when I got to be an adult and I started looking into homeschooling and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that black kids are disproportionately thrown into special ed for some reason. I guess because they don't know how to teach black children or something. I think that black boys learn what they call kinesthetic learners. They gotta be moving.
Yeah, basically they learn from what they see. I call that photosynthesis learning.
Yeah, and see, white schools they don't promote that, this is the type of learning is like from the 1920s.
Right. They make white kids sit down and read. Even the crackhead that's white can read. A crackhead that's black, he can't read nothing but the crack in front of him. I'm just saying, I'm black, I ain't crack, but I've done seen it.
Well, like I said, you ever want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book.
True. He did say that. You want to hide something from a black person?
I think that also, it depends on your school you go to, the curriculum. Why would I want to read about somebody stuck on an island with a damn hatchet, and I'm a black boy from the inner city? This don't relate to me. I need to find something interesting. Can you give me Donald the phone? Something.
Yeah, it could work out like that.
You gotta have it for black boys. They gotta be interested in the subject. You gotta make it appealing to them. They learn differently.
Yeah, that's why they look at the crack dealers. They be like, look, man, this relate. This relate to me.
Hey, Chris Graham. You said, yeah, they look at the drug dealers because the drug dealers ain't got to do all that dumb shit in school.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga making $1 million at 17. I'm going to go on his team.
Mm-hmm. He making $1 million at 17. Guess what? At 18, he going to find a person named Bubba that's gonna rub his back and make him feel good.
Oh, God!
I'm just saying.
Usually the drug dealers have about a 10-year run, though.
Exactly. But once you become 18, that's when the cops really get you. They say, oh, he's 17. Alright. He ain't killed nobody yet. Oh, he 18. He ain't killed nobody yet. But the nigga making a little too much money. So he got to go. He got to tell my boys, right? I was like, what's one way that you make money legitimate if you out there selling, right? So one of them, they start listening shit from movies. One of them said, I'll just buy dry cleaners and do this and then my money legit. No, it's gonna catch up to you, brother. He said, well, I'll go, you know, one of them said, well, I'll go put it in the bank and make it legitimate. I was like, nah, brother. That's. Another one said, well, I'll go buy a whole bunch of stuff and then I'll go sell that stuff just at a markdown value and then file it on my taxes. I was like, okay, that's one way, but that ain't it. Especially if you're making almost $100,000, $300,000. That ain't going to add up. You know. So how do you make money legitimate? I told them. You take your money and you take it to the casino. They was like this. Why would I take it to the casino? Because in the casino, they don't know how much money you put in there. Well, they do know how much money you put in. But at an eventual time, once you pass over a certain fucking amount, and then you play a couple of games, and then once you hit four, and you play the maximum, and once you hit four, $600, and let's say you got $4,000 in there, once you hit for $600 or $300, that's going to make them call the attendant and make them come hand pay you. Now the hand payment that they give you and that they put in your hand, and then you say, hey, I already know I gotta file this on my taxes, can I please get the paper form that comes with that? Now to the government, you done won $4,000 from the casino. Mm-hmm. Now your money is legitimate. Now your money is legitimate. Now the cop pull you over and said, where you get this much money from? Hey, I got it from
you. How you? Oh, you saying you can show that the paper that you got it from the casino.
Exactly. And then when you go file on your taxes, you sit a couple of dollars to the side and do all that shit. Eventually you'll get your own business, but you'll make all that money legit. It became legit through the casino. Then you go get your LLC and all your other money. And
wait a minute, won't the casino get in trouble for taking drug money?
No, they take drug money every day. A casino is allowed to print money.
That's not considered money laundering?
No. It's not. Because why? You actually played.
Yeah, with drug money.
Yeah, but they don't know how much drug money.
That's crazy.
That's the whole thing. They don't know any of that. So if they don't know any of that, you know what I mean? You can have a good day and you're playing the maximum on a game that's like $10 a game, but you took up their $10,000. You put $4,000 in. You playing $10 a game, you're already taxing yourself. So as you get yourself that tax break and that tax time, guess what? Eventually playing $10 a game, you're gonna hit one of the bonuses. You hit a bonus, and let's say it's a slot machine, then guess what? Out of that $10 a game on a bonus, you're gonna win $1,000 or a little close over $1,000. So therefore, now you got $5,000 some odd dollars, and now you're gonna get a hand payment. After you get the hand payment, now you have something called legitimate money that's in your pocket. I'm not saying I did it before because I never have. I know how it works.
I think that would work in the case of if you try to open up a bank account, because I do think banks will ask. Especially
$15,000. They don't ask. They don't ask shit. Banks ain't asking nothing. It just takes them long.
If you ask, when it comes to opening an account or when it comes to bringing that amount of money there, certain banks, anything over $15,000. They have to go into questioning with you.
No. I know this person. I had $90,000 before and I didn't give it to the bank.
Well, you must have had a bank that didn't have that policy. But most banks have a policy where they have the questions
that they don't have to question it. This is the reason why they don't have to question it. Now, you give them into it in the form of a check, they have every reason to question how did you get this money. But if you hand it to them in cash, they have no reason to ask you how did this person get this money. Because 5 out of 10, most people get, especially war veterans, they get this thing called a check. If they go cash a check somewhere else instead of cashing it at a bank because they bought some things. And then some veterans don't have enough money.
They have a legitimate source though to say where they got it from.
Yeah, which is my check. Now, when you do it through a bank, and like I done cashed a $90,000 check that I got from doing some acting stuff, and then when I went to go,
I think when it's a legitimate check, that's fine if they can trace it back to where it came from.
Yeah, but when it's a check, but when it's in the form of money, they can't ask nothing. They can't ask nothing. All they're going to do is hold your money for 3 to 15 days. They'll let you touch half of that money. So if you give up $30,000 to put in the bank, guess what? At the end of the day, they'll only let you touch $15,000 or a couple thousand. The rest of it will be on hold.
Yeah, because I know that a lot of people that earn cash, they're not even drug dealers, you know. They're real estate owners, they're strippers. And when they have that much money, they get questioned. Mm. I'm like, wow.
Now, see, those are called nosy tellers. Those are called...
Or they're just following bank policy.
It's not bank policy to ask your people that's putting money into the bank where you get this money from. That is not bank policy. That is not no policy that a bank should ask of where you get this money from. They're not supposed to ask because that's that own person's personal information.
That's what I thought too, but unfortunately, I guess anybody
that asks a person that works at a bank, and it ain't no police policy, it ain't no bank policy, it ain't no form of policy. That's not even a government policy. They should never ask. That bank can fully get sued for asking a person, well, where'd this money come from? You're not a cop. If you was a cop, I have no reason but to answer you. If you're not the if you're not the police, I have no reason to answer you. Put my money in my bank account.
Yeah, you can look it up. We can Google it.
No, but I'm saying it's not original bank policy. That policy is nosy teller policy, which is they call it nosy teller policy because there's no point in you asking where they got this much money from. There's no point.
Well, I mean, it's probably not even up to the teller. It's probably up to the bank manager, whoever runs that bank.
And if it's up to the bank manager, like I done had several different banks. And most of my shows get me sometimes 10, sometimes 5,000. And I'll sit there and have all that money sometimes. And eventually I got to do a lot of taxes on it.
Yeah, because I've heard a lot of strippers say they're not even going to go to the bank with their money because they don't want to be... You know, first of all, they don't want the bank to hold their money, and then they don't want to go through that process.
Yeah, because they don't want to hold the money. Now, the only reason why if they ask the person, when they say, "Hey, where's this money coming from?" Now, this is the only way they can ask a person where this money coming from. It's basically for the IRS situation. That's the only reason why they ask them, "Where is this money coming from?"
Now, yeah, I can't go on Google right now, but there is something where, according to states or something like that, uh, where they do have to automatically report.
Yeah, they IRS. Yeah, they had they had to report large sums of money.
Like I said, anything. Well, from what I hear, anything over $15,000. Well, I don't know.
Is anything that's over $10,000? So anything that's over $10,000, they have to automatically report it to the bank. Now, if you never had that many transactions go on back to back to back to back, yes, they're automatically going to keep on reporting it. Now, when you have in the form of cash and they have to keep on reporting it, that is large amounts, sums of cash just keep on going into your bank. Now, excuse me, when they have those large sums of money going into your bank and it's through cash, always, yeah, but when it's that one time that it's through a check, they can travel that back to where it came from.
Yeah, they can travel that. That's no questioning on
but
that.
When it's always checks, they're not going to really ask those questions. They're just going to let the IRS know it came from there, and once they see the track record of that. Now, what I used to do was I used to hold all my money, especially when I did stand-up comedy shows, I used to hold all my money for about, like, I say about good 2 months. So I'll be going on tour for a month. And let's say if I go on tour for a month and money just stacks up, I really wasn't spending that much because the tour budget is already set where it's set at, and no extra money had to be divvied out. When I come back home and then I go to the bank and I deposit all that money, they're not going to say anything. Well, they're eventually going to ask me, but they're not going to say anything. See, I've been doing this for so long, so many years. All the banks I got, they don't even ask me. They don't ask me not one bit.
They don't ask you because there's a lot of people that can't even put their money in the bank because they don't want to get interrogated.
Because they're doing something they're not supposed to be doing. It's easy to say.
Yeah.
So it's easy to say where your money came from when you don't have nothing to hide. I tell people I'm an open book. So there's nothing to hide. So when it comes to your money,
you got all your money through fraud and scamming. You got 10 racks on. You ain't taking it to no damn bank.
Yeah. Like, well, if you put $200 in at a time, or you have, let's say, like I said, let's say you go to 7-Eleven, and 7-Eleven got that, we're able to send you money through Cash App, Chime, and all that, and they can put money in your Cash App card, your Chime card, and all that. If you put, let's say, $3,000 on your Cash App, and they only charge you, let's say, $5 to do that, bam. You got $3,000 on your Cash App. Send yourself $1,000 once every week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for 3 weeks, for a whole month, you send yourself $3,000. Do the same thing with your Chime. Let's say you have $12,000. You put $3,000 on all your cards. Now, this is me giving everybody a game that don't understand this. This is how schemers and scammers and all this bullshit make their money legitimate. I'm just saying I pretty much peep how they would do it or the shit gonna happen. So you put $3,000 on all your cards. Send yourself $1,000 a week. $1,000 once every week. Work your regular job that you normally work. Let your regular job paycheck go in. The same day that your regular job paycheck supposed to go into your bank account, you send that money in through your bank account also. Now you got two forms of income coming in. Now if you only do it through your Cash App, now when it's time to do taxes through your Cash App, you can actually do your taxes through your Cash App now. So when you got that going on, you can actually divvy out the taxes that's supposed to be done out to yourself. Now they say, hey, what do you do? Now this is where you become and make a fake business in between your original business, or you can somehow make that business a little real.
Wow.
And then when you do it like that, and they constantly see money coming in, money coming in, money coming in, and you tell them, hey, I deal, most of my clients, they give me cash. They give me cash. Damn. This is the reason why when they give me cash, I just straight got to go to 7-Eleven. You have a receipt from 7-Eleven when it comes from your chime and your, all that stuff, and you did it at 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven going to pop up right there on your card, so it show that the money came through 7-Eleven. Now, you get those clients or you get some friends to vouch for you that, yeah, I gave him XYZ amount of money. He made me clothes. He made me this. He made me that. Or, you know, he did some business for me with whatever the business was, blah, 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 and I paid him this to do this. Now, when you go put in your China, your Cash App and all that shit, you're able to file taxes on it. When you're able to file taxes on it, you say, hey, this is my business account. This is why, da, da, da. And now you file taxes on all your stuff. Now, it already became legitimate in the banks. It become legitimate in the banks due to one reason. The banks, especially you got instant cash, and once you got instant cash and Cash App and Chime, well, I think this Cash App, but Chime also, they're going to take a couple of dollars out. So you already been taxed for it. Once you already been taxed for it, it's already in your account. If you got it to your checkings or your savings, that money already sit there. So they already see where the money came from. Especially it only goes in during when you get paid.
Didn't Joe Biden just pass a policy or something? He want to know about if you make $600 over
Exactly. Now you can do it in small increments. You can do it in small increments if you felt like it. You know what I mean? He did pass one, but it's like you can do your money in small increments, not just $1,000. I'm just giving everybody a game. This would happen if I was a crook. You know what I mean? I'm past these motherfuckers out here that's just selling drugs and shit. If I was the bad guy, I'd be the best one at it. Cause I already Yeah, you know, I don't do that shit. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time to look over my shoulder. But if I did become that type of person, that's the type of shit I would do. Because I already know the government not going to look at, like, if I had, let's say I had $2,000. They're not going to look at an extra $100 going in my bank account every month. Or this is how you really do it, which I'm giving
up. That's why niggas used to keep stacks and stacks of money in their basement.
Yeah. Now, to revert back to the casino situation, look y'all, to everybody out there that's in radio and all that other shit. Cause I'm gonna give y'all game. This is how another way that some people make their money legitimate. Right? Let's say you deal a lot of money for your business and all that stuff, and you're a legit business owner, but you just don't got a what the fuck they call that? LLC.
LLC.
Right. You don't got no LLC. You don't got no AIN. All that. Look at stuff like FanDuel and all that other good shit. Right. We got a fan. We got FanDuel. We got all that good stuff. Especially if you got Capital One. Hey, look, take your Capital One card. Go to wherever you're allowed to go put money at from CVS's and all that good shit. Take that money. Go put it on your Capital One card or whatever bank card. Then take that bank card. Hook it up to FanDuel or one of them other crazy ass motherfucking things that allow you to fucking gamble that's in your state. Put all the money on there. And then, hold on. I had to fuck these. Put all that money on there. Now after you put all that money on there, hit the fucking cash out button. Eventually you're gonna have to do taxes on how much money you cashed out, but they can't tell you in the game how much money is in there. So therefore, if you do gamble just a tiny bit, a couple of dollars here and there, and then you cash the fuck out. Huh?
My phone getting overheated.
Oh shit! That's why.
Yeah, because you were under water. So it sounded like you were underwater.
Yeah.
That's how this tag app is, though, man.
Shoot. Mm-hmm. It should get hot.
Now it won't even let the button go through like it's frozen or something.
See, I was giving too much game. All right, we'll be back, y'all.